Welcome to the Open Continent Podcast.
I'm Leticia, your host in Europe, talking to you from London, UK.
I'm Gianni, your host in North America, reporting from Dallas in the US.
And I'm Carla, your host in South America, currently living in Santa Cruz, Bolivia.
We're friends living in three different continents.
And here we get to tell you about the funny stuff, the serious stuff, and everything in between.
So let's jump into today's episode.
Guys, it's been so
hey
fun.
Guys.
It's actually been so freaking long.
Yeah, has it been a month already?
I think so. Yeah.
Exactly a month.
Yeah. I also think we're coming up to a year.
Almost.
Our anniversary is coming
soon. Yes, because I remember we recorded right before my birthday because we were like, I can't be a different age than you guys.
Oh my god, yes. But we did post like 3 months later. Our first post.
A little
but we did record
into how
no, but by the time we posted was January 25.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
I remember.
Because we needed three episodes to be able to upload, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
So we started, I think it was in August.
Okay.
Where
so
we actually
hold that thought, not our first year anniversary, but we back together and I miss you guys. Miss your faces.
It's been so long. So much has happened, by the way. Oh god.
Yes.
So much. This episode is gonna be updates, guys, because it's like and a little topic, but we have a lot to talk about.
Yes.
It's been a whole month, so yeah, bear with us.
And a lot has happened in everyone's
you
world.
Guys were to freaking vacation for like a month.
Two of us reunited in Europe.
We did reunited.
Two of us?
Yeah. Oh my god. By the way, I think I arrived like a nun and I left the opposite of that.
Damn. That's a bullshit.
I can
explain.
So right, like leading up to the trip, Jenny and I kept this. So Jenny and I had a freaking Google Docs going on.
We always do. It's amazing.
Always do. But planning everything, all the places, everything nitty gritty, just everything we needed to touch on and all. The closer we got to the trip, both of us were like, but it's the beach. I want to have just a good vacation and relax at the beach and everything. And at the end of it, we agreed that we would be drunk every day.
I like that.
Here's the thing. We were like, we have been working so hard. We're like, forget seeing all these things. I mean, we'll see them really quickly, but like, we'd rather just like chill, be at the beach, like relax. We need like a relaxing vacation. Turned into a wild vacation.
It turned into a busy vacation, to say the least.
Yeah.
From beginning to end.
I'm going to blame it on the weather.
In Malta.
I'm going to blame it. Here's what happened, guys. We arrived in London. It was gorgeous. We went to this piano bar. We met up with an old friend from college. It was amazing. All good stuff. The next day, Saturday, we had like already frozen margaritas. It was like sunny in London. So nice. So warm. We're like ready to for this vacation. We fly to Malta. Already,
we almost didn't fly to Malta.
Yes. A lot happened.
Crazy.
No, but the problem was we booked this like beachy tropical destination, blah, blah, blah. It was not warm whatsoever. I packed dresses every single day. It was so windy. This Asian guy saw more of me that he wanted to see, probably.
Jenny Flesh.
Oh my god, I remember your story.
Your Instagram story.
I apologize to the guy if you're listening by any means. I mean, yeah, you didn't want to see that. I don't want to see that either, so sorry about that.
No, it was rough. I will tell you that. Jenny cried. Actually, in a space of 20 minutes, it poured. Jenny cried. And we got to the sun and we had the best meal.
I think I had tears in my eyes because I was so cold
and hungry. We needed to pee, we were thirsty and we were hungry.
It was like a laughing tear, sad. It was all, yeah.
Every emotion.
Yeah.
The first 2 days were pretty rough, but then it all was worth it.
But let's talk about what was not seen on social media. Let's talk about the real stuff. By the way, Carla, I fell asleep. We went out the night before. Shocker. And you know me, I need my sleep, you know, like I need it in my life, because if not, I do not function well or at all, to be honest. And so I like had my little lunch and I was like, Leticia, I'm going to go find somewhere to lay down. I need to sleep. She was like, okay, whatever. And then she's like having fun still, you know, she has so much energy, way more than I do. And then I find it was all rocks. Okay. It was all rocks, this place. It was not, you think of the beach. No, it wasn't that. It was like rocks. So I lay like on the, trying to find like a flat rock almost. And I'm like laying there, like all like, I don't know. And then I fell asleep. And Leticia took a video of me. It's so funny. I have my mouth open and like I'm trying to cover my face with my dress from the sun to like not face it. And I left, by the way, my feet are peeling. that happened this morning. I like protected. I put on sunscreen all over my body except my feet. Oh my God, my feet were so tan. But it was like weird looking because my body wasn't. But actually,
before he turned into 10, it was so red and swollen.
Yeah, Leticia was like, are you bleeding? I was like, no, dude, it's just red. Like, it's really red. She thought I was bleeding. Like, it, and then it looked like something happened to my ankle.
Jenny was asleep for like an hour and something and decided to go check on her. So I go up, get there, and her phone is to the side. Like, she's just there. Like, anyone could have come and did anything to her. And she would not have felt anything. So I grab her phone, take a picture of her video. She's like, eh. It was just, like double chin and, like, to the side, like. out. And then
on the rocks.
I take a video where I zoom into her and then I show the, like, beautiful view. And then back to her, put it down. And then I was like, Jenny, are you okay? She's like, yeah, I'm awake, all right.
And she responds?
Yeah, no, she was like, no, I was like, Jenny, are you, like, do you want to keep sleeping? And she's, like, pretending that she was not, like, dead there. Like, she's like, oh, no, I'm already awake here. And I was like, do I break it to her that I recorded a vid and she's out? No, let me just wait and see.
Yeah, so I go, I always do this, by the way. People talk to me, like, try to wake me. I was like, with my eyes shut, I'm like, yeah, no, I'm awake. I've been listening. And then I look at my phone, this video of me, like, dead on the rocks, like, with this gorgeous view. And then she wakes me up, and I'm like, Leticia, I can't get up. I was like, I'm so uncomfortable here, but I cannot get up. Like, I'm so tired. And I was getting, like, dehydrated. And so I, like, but just to give you an idea to the people listening, like, this lady almost fell, and the guy from the island was like, ma'am, you cannot fall here. We don't have a hospital here. And we're like, oh, good to know. So that's the level of, like, kind of, like, tropical virgin, if you want to call it, like, that island. So I was like, I need water. And then whatever, I bought water. And then I felt better. Leticia was doing great. She was thriving already. I had water to help me feel better. So then I was like, Leticia, I have a present for you. Let's go on this. Because, you know, the tube? So it was like, it wasn't the tube. It was a bigger one. It was like a sofa thing that was tied to the boat that they would drag you around the ocean. I was like, let's do this. It's going to be so much fun. By the way, Leticia called it the Sophia ride the whole time. She couldn't read sofa, apparently. I was like, okay, we'll just call it Sophia.
I thought it was called Crazy Sophia, and it was Crazy Sofa.
She was like, there's this Crazy Sophia thing over there, too. It's so fun. I was like, oh, okay. Anyway, we get on. It's so funny because this whole trip, I feel like people were waiting for us. Like, everything was already set, and we were always, like, the last ones to join an activity and the first one to perform the activity. Kind of really worked out for us, to be honest. I don't know how. But so we get on this Crazy Sophia sofa, and we were there with our friend from the hostel. Her name is V from Estonia. Shout out to V. We love you.
Shout out to V. We love you.
Yeah. So the three of us, and then this one British girl, Allison, and then this guy from California who is her boyfriend. So it was the five of us on this sofa, and then like a bunch of Spanish guys were in the boat waiting to go.
Who knew no English, so it was solid.
Yeah, they did not know any English. Yeah. So we were in the sofa thing. It was awesome. The boat had like music. It was really good vibes. The views.
When we sat down on the couch, the sofa, first song they started playing when the boat started moving was "Girls Like You."
Yeah.
And Jenny and I were like,
"Ah!" And we were like, "Yeah, it was great." We were like laughing at us. We were like, "Yeah." Anyway, then So basically, you had to do like a thumbs up if you wanted the thing to go faster, like a middle, like sideways thumbs up if you wanted, like if the like the speed was good, and thumbs down if you needed to slow down. This, everyone was drinking on this island, FYI. So this girl, this British girl, she just kept like, she was barely holding on, and she kept like giving it like a thumbs up the whole time to the boat guy. And then I was like, so I asked her, I was like, hey, I wonder if anyone has ever fallen from this. Cause like, you know, you're going a really fast speed. Like, we don't want to tip over and fall into the ocean. And she was like, no, I've been watching all day. No one has ever fallen from this. I'm like, okay, whatever. So we're like going so fast. By the way, you know when you can't even like talk, you're just like laughing, but you're trying to hold on. My arms were sore from holding on so badly to this thing not to tip over. We were going so fast. I'm just like looking at the TV, but you know when your neck is like just kind of like, yeah, turn around. And then
I'm like, Jenny's not looking at me anymore. And I'm like trying to touch her with my foot. Like, yeah. Jenny, look.
So this girl, the British girl, I don't know how she converted into like a little Pokemon ball. I don't know how she did like a ball. Like she just like
she turned into a ball and then like bounced.
Yeah, she like bounced, and then bam, like bounced off the sofa.
Like she flew out into the ocean.
Into the ocean. And I'm like holding on. I look back, she's there. I look back again, she's missing. And then the boyfriend also. Did you know, by the way, the boyfriend also realized, like, kind of later, like, with me. Like, not with you guys.
Yes,
yes. Everyone was like, oh, shit, where's my girlfriend? And then we're like, dude, like, try to stop the boat guy. The boat guy is like, doesn't see us. We go far away, whatever. This little girl is, like, laying in the middle of the ocean. We come back. Another, like, 10 minutes just to pick her up onto the sofa again. Because she, I don't know. Whatever.
She was bleeding.
And then, oh my God, and then she sits down and we're ready to keep going. And then we look at her knee and she's bleeding. She's bleeding. Oh, and when Tisha goes, oh shit, the sharks. and you have to see her face. She had been drinking. So she was like, oh my God, the sharks. And like, I don't know. I think she believed us or something. Whatever. We kept going. It was great. It was so fun. By the way, I will always do that. Like tubing, the banana, the sofa, they're all so fun.
I have never been.
Oh, you should. It's so much fun. So much fun. Also, before I forget, I have a comment about Gianni sleeping. So is this the first time that I actually slept with Gianni? And ever, I think. We have never shared a bed or slept near each other. Before it was like in Budapest and in Prague where you always sleep in the bed under me. So I don't watch you sleep. Not that I watched you sleep this time, but you're right next to me. And you slept for the first time, the first night because of the time difference and all for a really long time. Gianni sleeps laughing, like smiling. Like, I understand now why one should never wake her up. She looks so happy and peaceful when she's sleeping that I wish I had taken a picture. Because she's just like she's just smiling. It's so cute. So, except for when she died in the Blue Lagoon. That was not cute.
It's true. No, the thing is, I don't know if anyone, I don't know if I can share this feeling with anyone, but, like, you know when you lay in bed at night, it's, like, I feel,
so
like,
so cozy.
Just, it's, like, one of my favorite moments in the whole day. You're, like, you're so tired from the whole day. You just lay down, and I just, like, I lay there, and I just smile for, like, a solid minute or two. Just, it just feels so good. So Leticia was laughing at that. And then in the morning, she saw me, and apparently, I think it makes sense.
I'm pretty sure you were not smiling when we first got back and you're laying down in bed. You were like, oh my God, it's so comfortable. She went on and on about him. It is a comfortable bed, though.
Yeah.
Also, you might want to delete this, Carla, if you don't know yet. Gianni made us sign up to a casino. We're now proud members of a Maltese casino.
Is it?
We have membership cards. Because she needed to pee.
What, do you have to pay or something?
I hope not.
Well, what's happening was we're taking one of these famous Maltese buses. They're not reliable whatsoever. They're so long. We had been drinking, let's be clear. And I really
wanted to. That's when we FaceTimed you, Carla.
That's when we FaceTimed you.
Remember we FaceTimed you from the bus drinking wine? Yeah.
That same bus ride, yeah. So then we're about to get to the place where I'm like, Leticia, I cannot hold it anymore. Like, I need to pee. I really, really, really need to pee. I was like, I'm going to get off at any stop. The next one, I'm going to find somewhere to pee, anything. So I get off at a random place. There's nothing around. There's one casino. I'm like, yes, I'm going to go pee here. This is my moment. Come in. I like walk right in with my sunglasses inside the building and all that. And then they're like, ma'am, no. How can we help you? Ma'am, come back. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what do you want? I was like, they were like, oh, do you want to go in? I was like, yes. And they're like, okay, you have to fill out this application. This long ass application of like 15 minutes. I'm like, I'm just dying to pee. Anyway, I have a membership now just so I could pee. So I did the whole thing. Yes. And I made Leticia do it too because yeah.
Yeah. And then I walked in and there was only old people and I felt so bad because they were so sober.
Yeah, we were like the youngest people by 50 years old, probably. About
And then we proceeded to have the most expensive lamb burger you've ever going to find in your whole entire life.
Carla, have you ever had lamb?
Yes.
So good, Marie.
But wait, is the lamb over there kind of like how the lamb in Brazil is a bit hard? Like, it's not like this soft, super soft that comes apart.
It's super. It depends on how you cook it.
Yeah.
And how long and like you need fresh, very fresh like meat, and they usually do like different techniques, like, but I don't know if I can say it on like the episode, but like cooking techniques where they put like on a pole, yeah, like this
with the fire. Yeah, it also depends on how long the lamb was raised, right?
Yeah,
like if you everything lamb
influence. Yeah, everything influences.
We like them fat.
How long, how fresh the meat is. And then it's like you put it close to the fire for like so long, like so many hours, like 8 to 10 hours. But there's like different techniques.
Okay.
But yeah, I have tried good ones and I've tried bad ones. So it really.
I've only liked since I've tried it here. I did not like it back home.
I didn't have it back home. I only had it.
I also didn't have it that much. I had it by mistake once, and I think I was more freaked out that I was eating lamb than the fact that meat was. Anyway, but yeah, I think that covers most of it.
That's like day one.
I think that's all we can share on this podcast.
Then we got back. Then we got back to London. I took Gianni to the Latino place that I always talk about.
Yes. Okay, so let's talk about this place. It's called
Mestizo. I love this song, the music that you guys like.
Yes. So it's called Mestizo. It's such a cool name to begin with, because backstory, if you're not familiar with the name, like, that's a name that when Spanish people, and does it also work for Portugal, Leticia, and Brazil, or no? I know this from...
It's when whites get with...
Native Americans.
Yeah, so it like originated when the Spanish and Portuguese people conquered like South America, and the mix of Native American with, or Indian, whatever you want to call it, Native American with the European, the breed, like, so the child of that relationship, the mixed child in a way, it was called a mestizo. So this is the name of the club in London, which I think is so cool because you're in, you know, you're in Europe, but you're mostly like Latin American who are there, which it,
I don't think they really speak English down there either.
It's so cool because it's like an underground kind of club, and you come in, it's so tiny, but really cool. They have, you just feel like you're, I feel like I was back at home. I told
you,
my God,
that's what I'm like, saying.
Yes. You felt like you were back at home. You just spoke Spanish, by the way. It was just that. They have the bar, and then they have this awesome, like, I think tacos, right? This like, taqueria, whatever.
Tacotilla.
It was really cool. And then the music was great. So that was a really fun time. And then as we're leaving that club, we're again on our way to take the bus. By the way, I have to say, one of my favorite things in London is taking the bus. I don't know really? Why. The whole time I was like, I'm in Harry Potter. Like the whole time. I'm like, I keep telling that to
the two floors. Yeah.
The two-story, they're all red. They're two of the double-decker. And I'm like, the whole time. And this one time, the bus went, like, in between two things. I was like, Leticia, I'm going to squeeze in. Like, the I was, like, such a nerd the whole time. Also, it was so helpful. Like, you would have a drink, get on the bus, turn up boozy already.
Yes, honestly, honestly, I cannot describe it. Yes. No, it's so bad. It's so bad. Yeah, I blame my Friday. It's bad.
Yeah. Yes. So we're waiting for the bus, and we hear this. Whatever. This is a side note, but we hear this lady talking about how her boyfriend or something cheated on her, and I go, puta que sad, you know. And then she goes, I think I'm gonna have to divorce him. And I'm like, oh shit, I was like, this actually really, really sad, you know, this whole thing. Whatever. Oh, yeah. Shit. So that was back in London already.
Yeah, and then I thought I was gonna come back to London and eat clean and be sober. I think it went downhill since we got to London.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I saw Prince Harry in his car.
Yeah, and he did see Prince Harry.
I have a video of it, and you can't see him in the video. I mean, so it's pointless, but I saw him. He has his huge beard. It was really cool. Like, out of all the royals, that was a really cool one to see. I love Harry, so.
Yeah. I've been here for almost 2 years, and I have never anything. Jenny was in London for less than 10 hours and saw Prince Harry.
Goals.
Yeah, so that was really fun. I had fish and chips just to check it off of my bucket list. That was really fun. Here's the thing. I'm going to be honest with all the listeners. I have been to all the major cities in Europe already. So, like, I was like, I mean, I want to go to London at some point, sure, but it's not high up on my list. It was like, I mean, I'm sure it's cool and everything, but I'd rather go to, like, more different exotic places, somewhere that I'm really, like, taken back by. You know, like, really, that's what I'm into lately. And then my flight was, like, connecting through London. Leticia lives there. It just made sense. I was like, okay, yeah, I mean, I'll visit you. But my whole energy was focused on Malta and planning that whole part. I didn't plan anything for London. I just scheduled myself, like, a free walking tour a few days. And I was like, I'll just hang out with Lynn. Yeah, I'll get to see the city. It'll be fun. Oh, my God. I was so wrong. I absolutely loved it. I mean, I know I say this about everywhere I go, but there's places that you visit and you love, and you're just like, that was a great experience. But there's places that you visit and you loved, and you're like, I see the appeal of living here. I see the hype. I understand it. I would be okay with living here, kind of thing, you know? So, and I have that with Barcelona and now with London. So really, really, really cool place. You know, I think some people have this stereotype that the British are cold or whatever, all this stuff. They were so nice to me. So, I mean, yes, they were not like giving me hugs on the streets or anything. Obviously, you know, no one does that probably, but they were so respectful. They were just really cool people. I mean, and it was such a diverse city to begin with. You know, you have a conversation with someone, they ask you where you're from. They understand that. They understand the differences. I just loved it, the whole thing.
What are we talking about today? We each, like, chose a hot topic, trendy topic, just to be updated fully. Like, you already heard an update from our lives, brief update on what's happening in the world. I don't know what you guys chose.
So we all know this. So Megan finally had her baby, which is so exciting. I mean, I just, even when they got married, I thought it was so cool because... So my side of it was more coming from the diversity in the royal family. That was truly my topic.
The wedding.
Yeah, exactly. So in the wedding, exactly. So I think even the wedding was kind of even more, you know, the way they did the whole wedding, the choir that they brought in, the pastor who spoke there. It's like everything had a meaning of this union of, you know, her culture and then Harry's culture, and it was just so cool, I think, to have. I mean, we live in a different time, and I think it's so cool to see. I mean, obviously,
progressive,
and for some people to feel represented in places where they wouldn't feel represented previously. So then she had the baby, and I don't know, I'm just so excited. It's like a different time, different era, things are moving on. I think it's so cool that now, you know, back then marriages were like set up and all that. And now it's like truly about love, and you're seeing all this different energy in the royal family.
Yeah, I don't know if I can show what my friend said.
Have you guys been hearing how much drama is going on with the family, though?
Yeah, what is that all about, though?
Like, so there's there's like this huge thing about how they are distancing themselves from each other, both brothers, that she just drove them apart, that she doesn't get along with Kay, that everyone hates her in the castle, that I feel like I'm talking about freaking...
Well, because they didn't give a fuck about, like, protocol, which everyone should respect. Like, Jesus, we're in, like, 2019.
Yeah.
Like, there was, like, the protocol that you have to marry, like, someone with this, all of these requirements. She was divorced. You can't be married to someone that was divorced. Well, like, there was a whole list. It was, like, 20 things that they didn't give a fuck about. They were protocol. But like,
no. But I'm saying like since the marriage and everything that a lot of people have quit her from the court that were directly with Meghan and everything. So there's like all this drama here about it, and now the whole William cheating on Kate came out and everything. So there's so much going on, and then the baby comes on, and I mean, I like the name.
I love the name.
It's so cute.
I love the name.
Archie. I really liked it. And then my friend was like, oh, it's a very mixed name. And I think Archie's such a white name.
But then it's like Archie something. Like they put Archie...
Yeah.
What's the other name?
Isha? Harrison?
Lord.
Oh my god.
Wait, in the meantime, so let's say, Meghan Markle made history when she married Prince Harry in May. When was it? Was it last year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then she gave birth on Monday to a baby boy who will make history in Britain's royal family. He's seventh in line to the British throne and appears to be the first mixed-race child born into the royal family. Meghan was born to a white father and a black mother and grew up as a biracial child in Los Angeles. So that's really cool.
Yes, exciting news.
I've liked her. I've had a girl crush on her for longer than Harry.
She's awesome. She, yes. Did you know that she sent a letter to Hillary Clinton when she was 7 or 9? I can't remember.
Yes. Yeah.
And
there's like a video where they.
So even then, she was already amazing. Yeah. And I love everything that she had done already for the UN and everything. Yeah.
You guys heard that they are probably moving to Africa together, right?
I read that, yeah. I don't know, yeah.
He was there for quite some time.
Yeah.
For the army, I guess.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
That's also where William proposed to Kate. Pretty sure.
Really? I didn't know that.
At the sunset. One of the most beautiful sunsets she has ever seen.
Lol. Also, the season 2 of Big Little Lies.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
I watched 2 episodes of the first season.
Because you hadn't seen it, right?
I haven't seen anything. I just watched 2 yesterday because it's for free on HBO.
Yes.
Guys, 2 days.
Only this weekend, by the time it comes out, it won't be free anymore.
No. I was actually going to give that disclaimer when we're talking about the HBO documentary earlier.
Yeah,
but I didn't because it was like by the time we post it, it's not gonna be there anymore.
Yeah. No, but you guys have to watch Big Little Lies, and I suggest watching it like if not all at once, at least like in 2 chunks. Like kind of like the most you can watch it all together, the best. Because the final episode, it's so good. I mean, there's
only 5 episodes.
I think it's 7.
7.
7. Okay.
Yeah.
No. I think it's 5.
Really?
No, because how many episodes does Handmaid's Tale have in the first one? 7. Then Big Little Lies has 5. I can look up for you guys.
Okay.
I have an app that keeps track of all the shows that I watch and also tells me how many.
What is it? Send me the name of the app.
Yes, same. Tell our listeners.
Tell us. This is the information
it's called, it's called TV Time. And then
TV Time if you want to sponsor us.
People post memes about it, comments on it, who was the favorite character of the episode, rate the episode.
Okay, TV let me time. Get this going.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't want spoilers though.
Oh no, you don't. Like until like when you click that you have watched it, because you have to check the ones that you have.
Oh,
wait, TV Time?
TV Time.
Like this one?
Yeah, that
it's
one?
It's a yellow and gray.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Okay, downloading.
Getting it. Okay. What was I gonna say? Yes, the reason why I like Little Life Squad is.
Yeah, he has 7 episodes the first season, and the season 2 premieres in 29 days, so he keeps track and he lets you know whenever the new episode is on from, like, all the shows. Yeah. And then he also tells you, like, how many hours you have spent in your life watching, because you can put down all of them. So I have...
That I don't need in my life. That is negativity that I do not need in my life.
4 months, 4 days, and 13 hours.
Jesus.
Check. No.
Also, but... sorry.
No, just got
one.
No, I was gonna say Game of Thrones tonight.
Yes.
Second to last episode.
Wait.
And Emilia Clarke said it's gonna be the best episode of the season. Yes. She said in an interview, like, get the biggest TV. Yes. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Yes.
By the way, yes. To the people listening, if you're the weird person who's not seen it. The weird person who's not seen it like myself. I just have not had time. I will watch it. I have to say, for not watching this show, I have done so much for it. I went to 2 places where they shot this TV show. I went to Iceland. There's this whole Game of Thrones tour. I almost went on it. And then in Malta, there's this little place in, was it in Valletta?
No, in Medina.
In Medina. This really cool place. It was very, like, historic looking.
I took pictures for you, Carl. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, where they also shot Game of Thrones. So
the first season.
Ooh.
So, yeah. So, those are pretty much all the hot topics. There's one more, Carla.
Yes, I have 2 more hot topics. Okay. Well, they're, like, my 2 people right now that are, like, thriving. Yes. And I love them. It's, yeah, she's thriving as well. But obviously Queen Bee, Beyonce.
Yes!
And yes, Billie Eilish. I'm obsessed with both of them right now. Beachella killed it. I'm obsessed. Beachella was like her performance last year, actually, in Coachella. But it came out this year in April 2019, her documentary on Netflix. So watch it. Recommend 100%. You'll get all the feels. So Beachella... Yes. Queen Slay, the best.
Do we think that she's gonna drop an album?
Not anytime soon. This was a project she's been working for a long time. So she posted Lemonade on Spotify, actually.
You can now listen to Lemonade on Spotify.
Same day that everything came out about William cheating on Kate. So
she dropped it.
Beyonce dropped it. So Kate can have access to it on Spotify.
Yeah. By the way, all the William and Kate, I did not read it from any credible sources, so I will not believe it.
I don't know.
So
yeah,
my sources will confirm it. Yeah. None of my.
Damn.
I will not take that.
You better call Becky with the good hair.
Yeah. So Lemonade is there, and also Homecoming, which is like the title of her performance. It.
Yes,
of her performance.
My favorite part about that documentary. My favorite part. It was when she was like, "I slay. Do you slay?" And I was like, "Shit, do I slay?"
I'm
so slay. She was like, "I slay. Do you slay?" And I was like, "Can you say something? Okay." So that was.
Can you believe? She wanted to retire when she was 30. Like she's like, "When I'm 30, I'm gonna retire. That's the goal." And now she's like almost gonna be 40, and it's like killing the game. Like she's in her prime with her 3 kids and thriving in everything. Obsessed.
We need her.
That's the update on B. Also, I don't know. I always see Blue, so I don't know, like, her daughter. Mm-hmm. I don't know what she's gonna do. Exactly. She's like a little performer, also.
Yeah, I see her singing also.
She has the potential.
Yeah.
Blue and Northwest are
thriving
little girls.
Yes.
They're gonna be like bomb when they grow up.
By the way, also when I was traveling, the whole Adele thing happened and her getting divorced from her husband, which was, of course, it's very sad and all that, but all the fans are so excited for her next album.
Yes.
I cannot wait. There's no date or anything, but I have like a countdown for this. I absolutely adore her. I went to her concert by myself. That's how much I like her. She's incredible. She's incredible. Like, she's so, I mean, obviously she's so good. Oh, but yeah, so that was expected, but she's so funny also. And there's this video of her like partying with Jennifer Lawrence in New York City. Goals. I love her. So I cannot wait for her next album.
I knew it was coming. Like, she has, I wonder why they broke up. Because this whole time, whenever she was saying, I sing these songs because I'm over my ex, I'm like, bitch, you're not.
But I love this, like, the queens are rising again.
Yes,
like,
yes.
They're awake. The lion is awake. They're I'm loving. I'm loving this.
Yes.
And then we have young baby Billie Eilish. She's so freaking young. She was born
in 2001. She's so talented.
One.
Yes.
What?
One.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh, I can't. But yes, she's thriving. She's so different. But she didn't start like that. Like, her first singles, she was like so young. And she was just doing what they were, what she was told. Like, you have to dress this way and do a video this way. And now she's just doing her own thing. And I like to see her happy.
Yeah, I love her music. I really
love her music. Obsessed. So there's a lot to come from her. I'm interested in what she'll like deliver.
Yeah, for sure.
Nice. So music is thriving.
Music is thriving. Yes.
TV shows thriving.
Cannot wait for Big Little Lies. Cannot wait for Leticia. Our two favorites are glabbing. I'm so excited.
Yes.
The morning TV show this fall on Apple. I'm like promoting it.
Yes.
On Apple TV. Blah blah blah.
And Handmaid's Tale. Handmaid's Tale.
Handmaid's Tale. I'm so excited for that one. What else?
Game of Thrones.
Finish next week.
That's crazy.
Yes, and like movie-wise,
by the way, guys, I saw this great movie. You both are going to love it. It's funny, and it says a really good message. Like, I feel me good. You're going to enjoy it. It's called Long Shot with Charlize Theron and Seth Rogen, I believe his last name. You'll know who it is once you see him. That is really good. Tonight, The Hustle with Anne Hathaway.
Oh, I want to watch that one.
Rebel Wilson.
Oh, I watched it yesterday. Oh, my God.
How was it? It's funny?
I was dying. Well, also, I went with the best person. It was, like, a cousin, but she was laughing so hard in the movie theater. And I was like, wait, you're, like, kind of embarrassed, but low-key, like, I feel the same. Like, I want to laugh as hard. And then I had a couple next to me. They were so dumb. Like, every comment, they were, like, explaining things. And then, okay, we'll talk about it next week because I don't want any spoilers.
Are you talking about the one with Rebel Wilson and Hathaway?
Yeah.
Yeah, The Hustle, yeah.
Yes, I haven't watched Avengers either.
Okay. I have watched.
Or the Pokemon.
I will not watch the Pokemon one. I have seen.
I have. No.
That's a no for me, for Mama. No, I'm kidding. I saw the Avengers Endgame. I think if you're into the superhero stuff, you will like it, I believe. I find it, I'm not that big on superhero stuff, but it was entertaining enough. Yes. It was good. Yes. Yeah.
I have to watch it. I'm going to take my niece.
Yeah.
She's my ticket to every movie that I wouldn't watch. Like,
I took a nap before I went and I made myself coffee. It's 3 hours and I'm an adult, so I cannot hang around for 3 hours in a movie theater anymore. So yeah. That happened also.
Also, Frozen 2 is coming out this summer.
Is that true?
Yes! It's out. It's in the movie theater here. And it's, like, coming soon.
Olivia has it already.
This summer.
What else?
My niece is, like, pumped.
The sun is shining. I'm gonna go to the pool. See the weather.
Oh my god, I wish. It's so cold here.
But I don't know. Yeah. It's, like, the first day. Usually by May in Texas, we're in the pool, but.
Oh my god, Daddy, I can't handle that you have your company pop socket. Your company's pop socket. You're like employee of the month.
Loving I am it. Employee of guys. I got a new office. I have my own office. Did I tell you?
You told me that you were getting it.
Yeah, I finally got it. And it's so nice because they put it like I always have like three big screens, so they added like a fourth one. So excited. Nerd comment. Okay, anyways.
Yes, Danny. Round of applause for Employee of the Month. You go, girl.
Pop socket from the company.
Guys, where do you watch your shows?
My phone.
My apartment. Oh, okay. No, I pay for everything. So, like, everything paid. Netflix, Hulu, everything.
Yeah, I used to. And then I came here and I didn't have Hulu anymore.
Yeah, I don't have anything.
Was because it's also, it doesn't work in Paraguay.
It doesn't work here even if I pay. Like, it doesn't work HBO or Hulu.
Wait, HBO? Really?
Yeah, it doesn't work. It says it's not available in your area with a subscription.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Only, like, if you do it via your cable provider and pay them and they activate it on your TV with their IP kind of thing.
That's how my dad does it. Yeah.
So I have that, but my phone is like as if it was in the US. So the app doesn't work with the Bolivian code from my provider. Do you know what I mean? Like my brothers have the app and they pay, like my dad pays for it. And they have it on their phones because we of our provider. But I can't have it because my app is like US. So I would have to pay there. But then it reads the IP. Okay.
I mean, I know.
But yeah, it doesn't work. It doesn't work on my phone. Maybe if I had like a iPad or something. I love these updates. We should do it once every 6 months. Without that topic.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening. That was our a little adventure part in Europe, reunion. We miss the horoscopes. We will do it for the next episode. We talked about all the hot topics at the moment and enjoy all the shows, all the movies we suggested, and we'll see you next week. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.